Chapter 9. Friendly Humans. The animals were now more than 300 kilometers from John's house. Tao was in good condition and Bodger was happy. But poor Luath suffered terribly from the quills in his face. He had an infection in his mouth because of them, and it was hard for him to eat. He was very hungry. The three animals were in the forest. One afternoon, a wolf started to follow them.
"What can we do?"
asked Bodger.
"We'll take a country road with small farms here and there,"
said Luath.
"Wolves are afraid of humans."
Bodger was happy about this.
"I love humans,"
he said.
"I miss their company and their hot meals. But more than that, I miss Peter."
The old dog stopped outside a small white cottage.
"Something delicious is cooking in there,"
he thought.
"Food. I want some."
Bodger scratched on the front door and sat there smiling. Suddenly a man opened the door and threw a bucket of water on him.
"Go away!"
shouted the man. Bodger felt very insulted and returned to Luath.
"Okay, I don't love all humans,"
he thought. Soon they came to a pleasant farmhouse, curled up next to the door and went to sleep. In the morning, the smell of cooking woke Bodger.
"It's time to use my charm again,"
he thought. The door opened and a woman stood there in silence. She smiled and Bodger offered her a paw. The woman took the dog's paw, laughing, and then she walked into her house. Bodger followed her inside happily.
"Food coming."
Bodger was lucky this time. Michael and Nell McKenzie liked dogs and gave him a bowl of food. He devoured it and looked at her for more.
"This poor dog is very hungry,"
Nell said, giving him her breakfast. After that, Bodger lay next to the warm stove, content. Michael looked at him.
"He's ugly, but irresistible,"
he said. Nell touched the dog's shoulder and saw some marks there.
"These aren't from a dog fight,"
she said.
"They're the marks of a bear."
"Poor dog,"
said Michael.
"He needs love, not only food. I'm sure his owner is worried about him. Where does he live?"
They looked for some form of identification on the dog, but found nothing.
"I'll ask about him in town,"
said Michael.
"Maybe I'll put an advert in the newspaper. This dog must go home to his owner."